Central London is one of the world's most coveted and expensive real estate markets. But ever since the British voted to leave the European Union, there are bargains to be had, at least for people who hold their wealth in U.S. dollars. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London.
I'm sitting in a living room of a house in the city's Chelsea neighborhood. Light streams in through the window as the owner, Mike Nelson, pitches me his home, which sits on a quiet street between Kensington Palace and the Thames.
It's a fantastic six-bedroom house. It's got 3,100 square feet, and it's over five stories and has a very nice western-facing back garden and a roof terrace at the top. So literally into the evening, you get the sunshine.
And Mike, how much would you like for this property?
We've got it on the market, recently reduced, actually, recognizing the changes that have taken place with the European referendum. And so we brought it down to £5.495 million.
And what was it before?
£6
million. That's a huge reduction. So which it would be close to, what, $700,000 US drop?
Yes.
In U.S. terms, the price tag is still more than $7 million. Simon Rose is a realtor with the firm Strutt & Parker. He's trying to sell Mike Nelson's house. Rose says, not so long ago, this would have been easy.
Decisions on houses such as the one that we're sitting in were made in minutes. Probably you would make a bigger decision about your lunch than you would property, just because if you didn't make that decision, you knew that someone else would be coming in behind you and probably making an offer.
That was during a period when housing prices in prime central London were skyrocketing. Rose says they've jumped 9 to 10 times in value in the last couple of decades. Many Londoners blame the run-up on foreign buyers, some of who use property to launder money or stash their wealth. Some of the real estate trades cite more basic economic principles. Yolanda Barnes heads global research at Savills, the real estate advisors.
The demand for London property is high because it's an incredibly attractive global city in which to live, work, play, and visit. So the pressure on space is great. And like many global cities, it has a limited amount of land.
In the past several years, though, the market has turned. First, because of tax hikes designed to bring luxury prices under control. And now, because the vote to leave the European Union has created so much uncertainty. Knight Frank, the realtor, said values for prime London properties are down nearly 2% in the first 8 months of the year. That's the steepest decline since the global financial crisis. It's bad news for sellers, but good for buyers, especially those from overseas. Barnes says the plunge in the value of the British pound has made luxury homes even cheaper for those who hold dollars or euro.
We have seen an influx of some overseas foreign currency investors who've just seen London become 10% cheaper than it was before.
James Bolton Lee also works for Strutt & Parker. He cited a recent case of bargain hunters in the weeks just before the June Brexit vote.
The profile of that buyer was an English family based in the Cayman Islands, buying the property in dollars, but for obvious reasons wanted to sit tight, wait to see what happened.
A few days after the referendum, they got a nice currency break on a home with a price tag of more than $11 million.
That discount for them at 12, 13% at the time would have been a saving for, you know, in excess of £900,000. There are various stories like that across the business.
And this is the sort of buyer that Mike Nelson hopes scoops up his home in Chelsea. Mike and I first chatted about his house in early August. His home, still listed at $7 million, has yet to sell. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.